Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hi, you're listening to the My Reality Says podcast, brought to you by My Therapist Says. We're here to discuss everything pop culture, influencers, blind gossip, and of course, reality TV. We put the tea in reality.
Hi, besties. It's good to be back.
Happy 2023, guys. It's been so long since we've discussed pop culture and celebrity gossip with you. There has been so much going on so far in 2023. It's a good year for gossip.
I've been parched for tea. Let's get into it.
I mean, we have so much to talk about. Let's start off with some pop culture news. I saw that Britney was recently filmed at a restaurant. And she was seen having what I think is a manic meltdown. And honestly, it's like sad to watch because I think she needs help, but obviously not the help that comes from her family. I think she needs like unbiased help. And I think people really need to just stop filming her. She doesn't need to be in the spotlight. Like, I think she needs to get off social media and just be Britney.
Honestly, I feel so bad. I mean, obviously, all her posts, everything is just, like, really manic and sad and just hard to read. So I do hope that she's doing well and is actually free and feels like she can attain some peace in her life soon.
Yeah, I feel like being in the spotlight is just making things worse. And I think that's why she had her meltdown. I think she saw the person that was filming her and, you know, she went right back into that phase of her life where she was being constantly stalked by the paparazzi and constantly filmed. So
I would have a meltdown too if I was filmed at a restaurant.
I know.
And I'm just trying to eat.
For real. Honestly, so annoying. There has been a lot of revenge happening in 2023. We have Miley Cyrus throwing shade at Liam Hemsworth in her song Flowers, and then we also,
that song is a banger.
I'm obsessed with it. It's so good. I've had it on repeat. And then we also have Shakira with her new song, throwing shade at PK.
Also a good song.
Yeah, very good song. I am just kind of obsessed with like the whole story that's coming out now about how she found out that PK was cheating on her with the strawberry jam in her fridge, like being eaten.
And that's how I would notice something.
That's some real detective shit. I'm obsessed.
I'd be like, who touched my food?
Yeah, I know my man does not eat strawberry jam. What is going on here?
Side note, every time you say PK, I imagine Shakira with PK from Housewives. And it's amazing. Oh,
now that would be a couple. What else has happened this week? We had Kanye marrying Bianca Censori, aka Kim's twin.
Where does he keep finding these Kim twins?
I'm so confused. Like, apparently Kim didn't like her, some insider source said, and I mean, I don't blame her.
Listen, if some more, arguably more talented and respected bitch that looked like me was around my husband, I wouldn't like her either.
Yeah, working with him constantly, I'd be
like,
she
needs to go. And he was obviously like, yeah, and she was like his designer, so he obviously admired her work. So like he respected her for her work. I would feel some type of way.
And I feel like it always happens like that in relationships, like the person who you are like, you have a feeling about, and then you guys break up, and then you realize afterwards, like, I was right all along.
It's always the work wife.
Yeah.
What about Selena Gomez? She's in the news quite a bit now.
Yeah, so I heard she was dating Nicola Peltz's brother.
And the guy from Chainsmokers at the same time?
Yes, Drew Taggart. honestly, I think she can do better. I don't know. These guys just give me the ick.
Tell that to Eve Jobs, Steve Jobs' daughter, who now deleted her Instagram after Selena and Drew were spotted together. So I don't think she's liking the news very much.
I mean, you're Steve Jobs' daughter. I think you should not be sad over any man.
Yeah, for real. And I now I'm so curious, though, was there overlap? What is happening?
I know. There must be. There must be something up because, like, I don't know, deleting your Instagram is
dramatic.
Quite a move, yeah. In other news, J-Lo came out and said that she was supposed to be in the VMA's Kiss with Madonna and Britney, and Christina Aguilera took her place, she thinks, like, as if she doesn't know this kiss. Like, it wasn't, like, the most iconic moment that happened at the VMAs ever.
Okay, that might be my favorite headline of the week because it's just screaming delusional.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like, it was always Britney versus Christina, which is why this became so iconic.
100%.
It wasn't just like every famous pop star making out.
J-Lo would just be so random in that situation.
Yeah,
like,
people
I love
just
J-Lo,
be like, okay.
But...
I'm a huge fan of J-Lo, but that was like... I don't think there was room for her in that interaction at all.
Whether or not it's true, maybe she should have just kept that to herself, honestly.
I just feel like Christina Aguilera is going to be mad and come at her for it.
Oh, she 100% will. I mean, just remembering how she was during the whole Britney feud, like, I feel like she 100%
will. She doesn't hold back.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Coolidge said she'd be down to join Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my god, I'm so happy that she said that.
That big crossover of dreams.
I won't get my hopes up because I feel like her career is just like on the up and up right now, and she
can do better.
She can do better than the Real Housewives, but I know maybe she'll make like a little appearance or something.
I just don't understand how her personality would ever mesh with the show. Because she's so, like, quiet and reserved and doesn't really, like, you know, get a word out.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting.
I mean, at least I hope we get some good Watch What Happens Live
interviews.
What else? Okay, so we have this I'm so excited about. Netflix has a new reality show coming out. And honestly, I'm like, did they steal our idea? Because you and me talked about this a couple of episodes ago, being like, they need to do this. They have a show called Perfect Match, which is a reality dating show of all the singles from different Netflix reality shows. The ones who couldn't find love, got voted off, or whatever the situation be. So I'm really excited about that. I saw Bartice is on it.
Oh,
who
no.
I hate. But like, I just feel like it's going to be amazing TV.
Who else is on it? Zainab?
No. What's her? The girl from Too Hot to Handle. I forgot her name right now. On like the first season, one that's from Toronto.
Francesca.
Yeah, she's on it.
Of course she is. She doesn't miss a show.
Yeah. Like so many familiar faces are on it. I think it's going to be so good. Like
Did
a train
you watch
wreck,
the latest
but amazing.
The latest Too Hot to Handle?
No, so I haven't gotten around to watching it. Have you?
Oh, the girl from Amsterdam on it is so cute.
We love an Amsterdam girly.
No, she was beautiful. Actually, yeah, like a lot of people on it were very cool. I actually really enjoyed that season. I like marathoned it like last weekend randomly. It was really good.
Too.
Okay. Can we talk about Lisa Rinna getting fired? Or,
oh my
I'm
God.
Sorry, leaving? I don't know.
Our
she
prayers,
got fired or not.
Our
but,
prayers were answered.
I mean, I think the Twitterverse's prayers were answered.
Yes. And now she's like doing all these interviews being like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is gonna suck without me because I was the only one who did the work. And I'm like, wait, you think that you were the only one who did the work? What about Garcelle and Sutton, who were the ones calling out everybody? They're the only ones who brought up the elephants in the room with Erica. No. Like, they did the
she
work.
She hasn't been doing the work for a while now.
She's just been with her crew and blindly, like, doing yeah. whatever they say and agreeing with whatever they say. So
she was just a loyal girly.
And a shitster. Not a, yeah. Like, I don't call that doing the work. I just call that being toxic as fuck.
I feel like she's a definition of you can't sit with us.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Also, I'm really excited now about Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip because Alex McCord from Real Housewives of New York early seasons is coming, and she's just... like
so
amazing.
I never watched her, but I'm seeing the excitement. Everyone's tweeting about it, posting about it. Everyone's like, oh my God, this will be epic. So I'm really excited to see what she's about because she's got quite a reputation.
She's just like the quirkiest, like, I can't even like explain her in a sentence. She's just Alex McCord. If you know, you know.
I hope we get
a Simon Van Kempen like appearance because he's also iconic.
So Kyle Richards had to actually address rumors that she's on Ozempic, which is the dumbest rumor I've ever heard.
She's always been in like such good shape, like,
yeah,
I don't know,
and she
kind
of just goes up and down, but like I feel like every year she just gets hotter and thinner, so like I don't think it's like a drug.
It's starting to get really annoying, I feel like, for a lot of these celebrities.
Like, is getting accused.
Like, I can't just lose weight naturally. I'm going to be accused.
Yeah, you can't just, like, work out more.
Although I do think a lot of them are on it. I think a lot of people are getting wrongly accused.
That's true. You can't, like, at all get away with losing weight anymore without being accused.
And
even
she
if you,
looks-
like...
She looks, like, jacked and, like, fit.
Yeah,
she doesn't
she looks
look
like she's
like...
been hitting the gym.
Yeah.
That's, like, the same thing with Khloe Kardashian when they were, like, accusing her. And she was, first of all, not fat to begin with. Second of all, she's at the gym, like, every day, twice a day. Like, yeah, you would lose weight. Like, you tried that.
Yeah. I mean, so many of these celebrities are always in the gym. We see on their Instagram stories, so...
You can't just do it all with just a drug. I know people on it. This doesn't work that fast, okay?
And
also, it apparently makes you super, super nauseous and weak that you can't work out.
Yeah. And you have to basically be on it your entire life, I hear, because once you go off it, you lose the weight that you lost, like, right away. So
and there's, like,
why would you want to be nauseous and, like, feeling sick for the rest of your life? I'm sorry. Like,
be me.
No.
And like, unless you medically need it. I don't understand why the side effects would be worth it.
Exactly. And I love food too much, so.
Yeah, I don't want to be grossed out by food. That's a nightmare.
Exactly.
Jen Shaw? Shall we address the Jen Shaw in the room?
Oh, my God. I mean, there's so much to talk about with Jen Shaw. We'll get into it more when we discuss Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the finale, and the previous episode before that. But it just came out that she will have to enter a mental health program following her sentence, which I completely agree.
She definitely needs some help.
Yeah.
Her rage is, like, insane.
It's actually scary. The way that she approaches, like, any situation
conflict.
And any conflict is terrifying. I wonder how that's gonna go in jail with everybody who's also probably having anger issues.
I feel
jail.
Like she's she would be the type to like be very quiet in jail and not to get like jumped. I just feel like she's only brave with like all these classy ladies that will not jump her.
Yeah, I don't know. It should be interesting.
That's a show I would watch, Jen Shaw in jail.
I wonder what we're going to get from her while she's in jail. Like, we got, like, little tidbits from Teresa when she was in jail. I know that was only for 1 year, but I wonder if, like, Andy's going to visit her in jail and we're going to
well,
get...
Well, like, 6 years is a long time, so...
Yeah, And she has to do her, basically her whole sentence, because it's like a federal case. Apparently, right. She has to do 85% at least.
So she's not going to like be released early for good behavior, overcrowding or any of that?
Exactly. The earliest I think she can be released, I think, is 5 years or so.
Well, people are going to forget about her by then. That's terrible.
Yeah. 6.5 years is a long time. Like, just think about where you were 6.5 years ago. And, yeah. Like, that's
a whole lifetime.
Exactly. So that should be interesting.
I feel like we should get into Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Because finally it's done and we're free.
Speaking of mental health, Jen started the. So we're going to do episode 13, Unfashionable Behavior.
Yes.
It's the episode right before the finale. So the episode started off with Jen talking to her therapist over Zoom, and she's like, "Do you think I fucked up my kids' lives?"
Yeah,
and
no I'm shit. Like,
"Yeah, you fucking did." I feel so bad for her son.
Or her mother.
Yeah. Like, she scammed her mom,
that
too.
That broke my heart. I was crying when her mom was like, "You're innocent. Don't right? worry. We'll, like, prove you." And then the next scene was like... Anyways, I just feel terrible for her family.
Like, how could she not, like, fess up to her family and, like, take their money, too?
She really thought she was going to get away with it.
You think she's that delusional?
Yeah.
Or, like...
I think, yeah. She really thought, I guess, someone was going to take the fall, and I guess, like, people wouldn't turn on her.
Yeah,
she really expected that.
She was the last one to be sentenced, so I think maybe she didn't realize that it would go in that cadence and that she could, you know, blame someone else.
I mean, she was shocked that Stewart turned against her.
I know.
As if it wasn't, like, him versus her. Like, of course he did.
Yeah, of course. She was the kingpin making him do everything. Like, he was her little bitch, so of course he's going to, like... speak.
By the way, Bravo wins for all that editing.
Oh my
she's
god.
Like,
oh,
here's a banana, make me money.
The editing was amazing. And like them.
This editing was a masterpiece. It needs to be nominated for an Oscar.
In the finale, when they show her yelling, "I'm innocent," and then her like the guilty charge, "I'm dead."
I feel really bad for her family. That's true. Whitney not knowing what a conjugal visit is. It's typical Whitney and is amazing.
And she was like, "Maybe I will go for a conjugal visit." I'm like, "What are you saying, Whitney?"
First Heather, now you. Is everyone bumping whatever with each
bumping
other?
Bumping and rumping and scissoring.
Yeah.
Barbie scissoring. Well, we're going to talk about that later. I have my theories. I want to know why these girls were having dinner at 4 a.m. on the trip. Like, what was happening? Huh? What are they on?
Yeah, so 4 a.m. dinners are a little intense. I did not expect that.
Like, what are they on? I'm confused. I've never had dinner
at 4 a.m. What were they doing at a normal time?
Unless I'm in, like, Europe or whatever.
Nobody has dinner at 4 a.m. That's not dinner.
Even in Europe, it's weird.
That's an after party.
Yeah. Like midnight, 2 a.m. in like Mykonos is like kind of acceptable, but
exactly. I never want to hear the word black eye ever again.
Oh my god,
I'm so over it.
Like Heather being like, "I just hope it goes away," and then bringing it up constantly. I'm like, can you not? I have PTSD from this whole black eye situation.
At this point, I want to punch myself in the face when I hear it.
Like, Heather keeps insinuating, kind of, that Jen gave her the black eye. And, like, she smirks when she brings it up. And she's just, like, kind of holding it over everyone's head, but not saying anything.
I think it was an accident, and it's just, she's just being annoying about it. Like, she needs a storyline.
So, yeah, I think I agree with Angie K's theory, hooking up theory, because, like...
The scissoring sisters theory?
Yeah. If it was an accident, I just feel like there wouldn't be the scratches and everything else. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, Jen and Heather were getting pretty cozy in the episode, before everything happened. And I mean, I don't know. I've never seen two girls rub their tits on each other, yeah, like when they're not hooking up. I'm sorry, that's weird.
I've been fucked up a lot, and I've never rubbed naked titties on another girl. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like, you know, unless you're trying to hook up, it's a little strange.
Yeah. And I think and Heather, also, I think Heather like invited her to her room also, and like they're just like smirking about it together, and she's like
they
looking
were blackout.
Yeah, and she's looking at Jen first for an excuse, almost like, hey, you did this. You come up with the excuse with me. Like, we're in this together.
Yeah. And maybe I think she feels like the other girls knew what they were doing. So that's why she was like, oh, you know what happened.
Yeah. But, like, she doesn't want to say it out loud, like, on camera because there's, like, Jen's still in a marriage. I don't know. Mm.
Well, let's just say one thing, one last thing on this. If I feel like getting a black eye and scratches is a very logical result of hooking up with Jen Shaw.
Yeah. She looks like not she be would be violent
like,
in bed.
Rough. Like, she'd be all like, oh my God, bam.
Especially with how blackout they were, yeah.
Like, they were already looking violent when they were, like, grinding on each other.
And there's no way it was from, like, a punch. Like, there's no, because they were, like, good. They were on good terms. Yeah. Why would it be a punch? So, like,
I feel like also if you punch someone, it kind of leaves a mark on your hand.
Yeah, exactly. And then I saw some other theories that it's, like, from Beauty Lab and Laser. Like, she got some, like, injections or whatever and, like,
that
had a delayed reaction. But, no.
That's an insane reaction.
Well, where did she get the scratches from then? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. That looks like a straight-up punch.
Yeah.
Or, like a hitting on something.
Yeah. The way it was that swollen, I don't think
that looks like
injections
hurt
would do that.
Also, the fact that they came up with the eye patches so quickly.
Yeah. Like the evil eye on the eye patch.
Uh-huh. Cute.
I can't. I'm just kind of annoyed though that since Jen is not going to be at the reunion, I feel like the whole storyline is going to revolve around the black eye all over again, even though we've been talking about it for how many episodes? So I'm not honestly looking forward to the reunion.
Honestly, the season was so boring. It just felt like it went on and on and on. And not, no, it, like, interesting conflict was happening. It was just, like, all this shit that, like, people were saying but half saying. Yeah. And it was just, like, a lot of aggression and tears for no reason.
It felt like what it went on, but it also felt so rushed at the same time.
Yeah.
Like the actual good drama was rushed. And then they, like, focused on, like, the dumbest parts of the whole show. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. I just wish that they, like, jumping to the finale here for a second, I wish they showed more after Jen pleaded guilty. I wish they showed the other girls'
more
reactions, more
conversations.
I feel like it was very rushed, and I don't know. I was left feeling, like, unsatisfied of
also,
what they
why
did.
Why do you think they just randomly picked up the camera and decided to film Lisa Barlow and Heather in a diner, like, 4 months later?
Yeah.
But no one else? Like, it's weird.
Yeah. I wanted to hear, like, what Whitney had to say, what the friends of had to say. Like, this is a, should have been more of the focus.
This is a huge bombshell.
Yeah.
We want reactions. That's probably going to be the most, like, interesting thing that happens on the show.
Yeah. Anyways, back to episode 13. I'm dying. The Meredith's whole family having the exact same monotone vocal fry. Like, I swear to God, their voices put me to sleep. They need to have a podcast where they
honestly
they put you to sleep.
It's amazing the way they speak. Like, the intonation, the voice, everything is just like, hi.
And they all seem like they're kind of on something, like, even the kids. And they're wearing, like, sunglasses in the house. Honestly, it's such
a very
vibe.
Cool vibe.
Yes, I'm living for it.
Like, they're too tired to be here. My presence is a present. Enjoy.
Yeah. One thing that really annoyed me was Jen bringing the hair dye to Dana. I'm like, okay, this is so rude, and, like, who would bring that ahead of time and like say something that like so that funny. To your friend. That's so rude.
It's like she planned to be bitchy.
Yeah. Like disgusting. I hate her.
I'm nobody
like,
travels with hair dye.
I'm also like, okay, Jen, look in a mirror.
I mean, good for Dana for going on TV with like, you know, her gray hair showing. She didn't care, I guess.
No, I think it looks good. I was dying when Angie K said that she's going straight to the bank after Jen Shaw gave her the check. I was like, you know what? That's probably a valid like 100%. Game plan.
I wouldn't trust that check.
No, 100%. But I feel like they made sure to do it on camera. Like they were like, we got to give this so that our name is cleared.
Well, I feel like Angie K was definitely auditioning to be on the show.
Yeah.
And so was Angie H. So I want to see what happens with that. If they do come as a replacement, who knows what's happening with Salt Lake City, honestly.
Yeah.
At this point. But I feel like this whole friend group that revolves around Jen. Love Jen. Hate Jen.
Yeah.
Love Jen this morning. Hate her tonight. Like, what is happening? That's not a normal friendship.
Yeah, the whole ride or die with Heather. We need to talk about Heather a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, if I hear ride or die one more time, I'm going to lose it.
I know. Heather's a little, like, loyal to a fault, but only to Jen. So I'm like, are you in a relationship with Jen? What is happening? Because you're not loyal to Whitney.
What does Jen know about you? Or, like, what is this relationship? It's so weird. Like,
is it the fear that's got the grip on her? Is it?
She'll let Jen call her Shrek, but, like...
Yeah.
Whitney says she wants to take a little break, and she, like, refuses to ever talk to her again.
Yeah, like, she's not... It doesn't have the same energy for Whitney and Jen, which, you know... Whitney, I think, is, like, a better friend, so it's confusing.
I feel bad for Whitney because I feel like she's trying to create a safe place for Heather to tell her what happened with the eye. But Heather's just not opening up. She's so mad over this drama and the friendship break. And I feel like Whitney's actually worried about her.
She's also torturing her. She's like... Everyone will know, but you won't.
like
it's a little childish.
I know, like so like elementary school. I can't. And I feel like Heather is trying to make Whitney feel guilty for putting up boundaries because she's such a ride or die like pushover friend to Jen that she's like, wait, oh, someone's putting up boundaries. Like
she's like, I don't believe in boundaries.
That's not in my friendship manual.
That's true. I did not enjoy Heather these last few episodes. I think she was really rude to Whitney. I don't think there was a reason for that. Whitney didn't do anything like crazy to her to warrant that kind of treatment.
Mm-hmm. I think it's crazy to think like I've kind of done a full 180 on Heather. Like I loved her and now I'm ending the season like really not vibing with her. And she doesn't do well at reunions too, so I can only imagine how annoying she's going to be at the reunion.
Heather?
Yeah.
She just shuts down. She doesn't speak. She just like,
Yeah, she doesn't take accountability.
Like, no. I think that personality type is like very annoying to actually get anything out of.
100%.
Like, even as a friend, I would be so annoyed. I'd be like, I'm over this. She don't want to talk.
They're going to ask her about Jen, and she's going to be like, but I'm a ride or die, so I can't.
Yeah, no speaking. Wait to hear about it in my second book.
I'm dying that this episode, though, came out on the same day that Jen's whole restraining order situation came out. Did you see that?
Oh, my God.
How the guy, remember how they said that Jen and Meredith were hooking up with the same guy who was like married? Yeah. Apparently the wife of the guy that they were hooking up with put a restraining order
on Jen because she felt threatened.
Yeah.
I'm dying to see who this guy is. Yeah. Because between Meredith and Jen, that is a wildly, like, different time.
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
They
have nothing in common. They're, like, as different as people can be.
Yeah. That guy must be very interesting. Let's talk about the finale.
I'd say adventurous.
Now.
So finale, I thought was like the best episode of the season, honestly. Or maybe I was just so happy it's done.
Yeah. See, I thought it was good, but like I said before, I really wish they talked, had more about Jen's trial and everything. Like, I was so over. It definitely left me wanting more. I didn't really care about Heather's book party. Like, that was so boring. I don't know.
What, was that in the finale? I totally forgot. In my mind, it's like the whole finale was just like the last like minutes of like, you know, them going to New York, sitting in that hotel room.
Yeah, I think it was in the finale. Her like,
that book party was boring.
Yeah, honestly. And the fact that we had 3 whole episodes dedicated to choir and it was that choir.
Honestly, I have no words.
I like could not breathe listening to that choir.
It was something.
And then, oh my God, Angie's husband. Can we talk about Angie's husband?
On a shelf husband?
Yes. Him crying. He's a grown ass man.
So gross and creepy. And
like he can't even speak.
And Angie was just sitting there like, I don't know.
Pull yourself together.
Don't know this dude. Not with me.
Oh God.
No, I was not feeling that at all. That was unnecessary. He was like crying. He was like, I'm so sorry. It was just kind of gross, all of it.
I really do not like Angie K and her husband. I think they're so thirsty.
You mean Angie H.
Angie H, yes.
Angie K is like more tolerable.
Yeah, I would actually like Angie K as a housewife.
I think she's fun.
I think she has like the charisma. She definitely starts a lot of drama. I can see her being a housewife.
She's like really entertaining.
Yes, we love a Greek girly.
Oh, yes. True, represent. At your next party, I better see as much evil eye.
100%. Like, we're going to go full on Greek.
I felt so, so bad. Like, my heart actually felt a little something, like, for Jen Shah's mom.
When
she was
God.
Like, you'll be found innocent. I believe in you. Something about elders. And I was just like, oh my God, girl, you're in for a surprise.
Did you see how she stole that whole like elders line in the actual trial? Like, I don't even know what her lawyer was going on and
I'm like,
on
what
about,
are you talking about elders? You're the one who robbed elders.
Yeah. Like, I don't think this is the theme you should be going on. But...
Yeah, I don't think elder respect is something you're familiar with.
Yeah. And you're doing it to your own mom. You're scamming her, taking her hard-earned retirement money and using it
for... She scams anyone. She doesn't care. She's like a narcissist.
It's so fucked up. And like the fact that she was able to like play this game this whole season and just be like, I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. Yeah.
The way she screamed at her husband, I'm innocent, when he was like, we have to discuss what happens if you're not.
Okay, so... Have you seen the thing that came out that Coach Shaw was like actually helping Jen? The FTC was going to interview them, and in like the court records, it says that Jen is texting Stuart, being like, Coach Shaw will like help us rehearse what we're gonna say. So like, I 100% think he knew, and also like. He used to be a lawyer before he was a coach.
Really?
Like, he's
that's
smart.
Why he was like helping her with the trial.
He's smart. I don't think he's like not realizing that like all this crazy money is coming in. Like, don't you think he would be questioning his wife a little bit? I think he
100%. Knew. If I randomly started earning that kind of money, I feel like my husband would be like, what you doing, sis?
What's going on? Am I going to be implicated? Like,
yeah, like, who are we robbing? Are we going to jail for a white collar crime? What's happening?
How many years are we doing?
Yeah, like, it's just like an unexplained income. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he knew. 100% he knew.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
You know, and he's playing this whole innocent act for the cameras because, you know, someone needs to be there for Omar.
Exactly. I just feel like they decided that one of them should take the fall for the other. And I feel like they felt like, you know, she couldn't be extricated out of it. There's no way to make her look good. So they just had to go with it.
Yeah.
And like, and in the last few moments, when Heather was saying, I think Coach Shaw found something in the paperwork that he could not bury.
Yeah.
Or like, ignore or whatever, explain away. That's when they decided that they had to plead guilty.
Yeah, he 100% knew.
Oh, 100%. I mean,
he, like, to be getting advice from him, like, you can't get advice and then not ask questions about, like, what's going on.
Yeah, I'd be like, why is the FTC talking to you?
Exactly.
What's happening?
Yeah.
That's why I think he stood by her and he wasn't shocked and, like, you know, he pretended to believe her. I do believe it was a storyline and I think they just had to stick to that because, you know, he knew she was going to go away.
I 100%
unless
agree.
They could cover up all this other shit that clearly they couldn't because that'd be a whole other crime.
Oh, John, this should... So let's talk about Andy's whole interview with her. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be any good because I heard that her lawyer... Well, now that she's been sentenced, maybe she'll be able to talk about it more. But when it first came out, it said that she wasn't going to speak anything about the trial and, like, what happened.
Because she didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I so hope I guess that now she does.
I guess since it's after the sentencing, she'll actually, like... speak up.
But do you think she's just gonna sit there and all of a sudden after like 2 years of saying she's innocent she's gonna be like, you know what, yeah, I did it, I lied.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see that happening.
And I also feel like Andy is gonna go easy on her. I think Andy, well, we saw what he said, I hope Jen Shaw doesn't get any jail time. So we see where his interests lie, his bank account.
his show. She's the only interesting part.
Yeah. And he was like, what I said was taken out of context. And I'm like, not really. You did say, I hope Jen Shaw doesn't get jail time. You said, I don't think that was going to happen, but you still said that's what you hope.
I don't think it was taken out of context. I think he just like meant like, I meant it in terms of the show, not justice.
Yeah.
Just like from his side, which, you know.
But it's like, comes across as really insensitive. Yeah. It's like, well, think of the victims.
Honestly, think I feel like the show would be better without her because she brings so much chaos and violence and just like raw anger to the show.
There's
that like, it's like difficult to watch at times because from it goes from being like a fun, like watching like rich ladies get fucked up show to like, oh my God, she's like assaulting people.
There's like such a dark energy surrounding her. And it's like,
it's just really sad.
When anyone tries to like confront her, she like attacks them, like either violently or
by yelling.
And then she
starts playing the victim and crying.
She never takes accountability. It's just been lies and lies
she's
and lies
exhausting.
This whole season. I'm happy she's gone.
She's exhausting.
I hope they bring someone new in that is interesting. Like, I think Angie K and like another new person would be good.
I feel like some new people would be cool. I would kill to see some actual Mormon girlies on it.
Yes, I feel like there's so many like housewives.
They like refuse to do it. So
because it's like against their whole thing. But like so many of them are influencers, and I'm like, isn't it kind of like the same thing?
Well, like all the Purcell Scala sisters were talking about it, and they were like, we would never do it. This is terrible. They pretend it's like not happening.
Yeah, they're like so against it. But I mean,
they give that Ariel Charnas energy.
Yeah. I mean, didn't Ariel Charnas say that she wanted to do a reality show at one point?
She said she was offered many, but she would never do it because she doesn't feel comfortable.
And I thought she was like angling for one at one point with like all the like behind the scenes content she was doing.
Her family was. They said that maybe her family, and like with her sisters and everyone, was like they wanted to be the new Kardashians or something. but that didn't go anywhere. And then they wanted like a I'm sure they offered her like, or at least wanted to audition her for Real Housewives of New York, the reboot.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think she would do it. I don't think she can handle it. She doesn't have that personality. No, she gets like so much anxiety.
I don't think she's super like outgoing and
no.
Like she's not very
open. It's not
open.
For everyone.
Yeah. 100%. I also heard recently, going back to Jen Shah, that she requested to be in the same prison facility in Texas, because it's like the closest mm-hmm. one, the closest minimum security to Utah, the same one as Elizabeth Holmes.
Love that.
Do we think these scammers are going to be besties?
I mean, between Elizabeth Holmes and Jen Shah, I would pick Jen Shah to be friends with in jail. Elizabeth Holmes gives me all kinds of creeps.
Yeah, but I can totally see them being friends and, like, joining forces in jail. They're both scammers. Well,
they're both in there for a long time.
They're both delusional.
Yeah.
Seems like a match made in heaven.
Well, at least Jen Shah wasn't on Forbes 30 under 30.
Oh, God.
Well, what a season this was.
Thank God it's over.
Thank God, honestly. Do we know what's, like, next? Are any other ones airing soon
to replace this time slot? So, I think New Jersey is airing soon, I believe.
Oh, right. New Jersey is the next.
And
yes.
Then Vanderpump Rules.
I'm so excited for that.
Yes. So excited. And then also Summer House is coming as well.
Okay. Well, I actually don't watch that still.
Well,
I feel like it's like 10 years to catch up. Like, it's really difficult for me to catch on.
I feel like every season is like pretty different with it.
I would give it a chance because I feel like I already know all the characters and all the people because everyone's always talking about them. So because
I didn't watch from the beginning. I kind of like went halfway through. Apparently the first couple seasons are brutal. So I was just like, I'm not even like, getting a try.
I lost interest immediately. Like I tried from season one and I was like, no.
Apparently the first couple seasons were horrible. And then they like,
it just shook seems up like the a entire shittier,
cast. And then it actually got pretty good.
Yeah,
it's you've seen a few episodes of Winter House, right? It's like basically the same thing.
No, I know. So just like the beginning episodes, like the earlier seasons, felt like a really like not fun, kind of like boring.
Everyone's just now, blacked out all the time. Is basically
it's like a shittier, would describe too it. Hard to handle.
Yeah.
Actually, what I wish you'd watch, because I literally just watched it in one day yesterday, was Dubai Bling.
Oh my god. Okay, so I watched a few episodes of it. So good.
That was
I'm gonna binge it. I'm 100% gonna binge it.
I like kind of want to discuss it when you binge it because it's like they're so fabulous. They actually make the Real Housewives look broke.
Oh, like actual poverty.
Yeah, like the amount of extravagance on this show is like insane because it's all like that Middle Eastern opulent style.
Yeah.
And like their outfits, their attitudes, like everything is just amazing. And the guys bring so much drama.
I'm here for it.
So that I could go for season two of that for sure. It was giving a lot of like it was very similar to like Bling Empire.
Yeah. And I love Bling Empire. So
yeah. And I love anything that like teaches me about like different cultures. It's like interesting to see how people live in like other cool cities.
And I love when the like wealth is just so excessive. It's just like fun to watch as like lifestyle porn and like
I don't know if you saw this one girl drives like a baby pink Barbie Bentley.
Oh my god.
Like very Paris Hilton.
I'm obsessed.
And every time she pulls in the shots, I'm like, oh my god, that looks amazing.
Okay, well, I def have some homework this weekend. So fun homework.
Yes. Let's get into, I guess, what everyone really probably really wants to hear. Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh my god, Miami this season is giving.
It's fire.
So like it's such a contrast to Salt Lake City because Salt Lake City I'm like, okay, let's get this
cold
over with.
And boring.
And then
and this
Miami
is all hot.
I'm like, I never want this to end. I'm like, fuck, the episode's over.
Every time the episode ends, Scott is like, yo, is there more? I'm like, no.
It's so good. I'm obsessed.
Like, I watch it immediately the first thing on Thursday. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Like, so we're going to do the last two episodes like we did with Salt Lake City. they're both amazing.
yeah, a lot to say.
So we're going to start off with episode 8. This is where Adriana films her music video on the boat.
Right.
A bunch of tension happens on the boat between Alexia and Gordy. And then we have, later on in the episode, we have Julia hosting her housewarming party. And then Larsa confronting Julia about the whole kissing situation.
So there was a lot of Larsa being sassy this episode, for sure. Because she was sassy on the boat as well.
Larsa is causing a lot of drama.
I'm not doing this music video. I don't get paid for this.
Yeah.
She was giving that star energy.
She's just been really bothering me. Like, in the first couple of episodes, I was like, oh, maybe I kind of like Larsa now. And then I'm like, no, I don't.
No. She's kind of bitchy and, like, gossipy.
Oh my god, I heard this tea. Do you guys want to hear this tea? It's like, where are you getting all this tea? Are you Dumas, Larsa? Like, what is, like, happening here? Where are you hearing this?
Friends in every hotel. I'm confused what's happening.
And then, like, next episode when she says at the hospital Nicole's hooking up with everyone, I'm like,
where are you getting this shit
where
from?
Are you getting this hospital gossip? Like, there's
what
no fucking
doing
way this
starting
is bullshit
gossip.
yeah
I can't wait for the next episode, honestly. I feel like these two episodes are just, like, leading me to the shit that hits the fan next episode.
Yeah. Miami's just... You're giving. I'm obsessed.
People don't hold back. People are actually kind of friends, which makes it interesting. And it's a very, very small town, which makes it, like, extra interesting.
And I feel like they all have, like, really interesting home lives. I mean, like, Lisa has everything going on, of course. Julia has, like, her trouble with Martina. Mm-hmm. And then now they're, like, rekindling. Gordy has her trouble, like, connecting with her kids. Like, there's just so many different storylines. It's not just, like, about, like, the black
one
eye, like,
person
in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, exactly. There's, like, so much happening that every scene you're like, ooh, I don't want to miss this. This is exciting.
Exactly. Okay, so let's get into Lenny and Lisa. I'm actually pretty happy that all of this was recorded. Lenny, like, talking shit to Lisa. Him then switching and being like, can you get groceries for me? Because it's going to be good for Lisa when she goes to court and shows his character.
It's insane. Honestly. He sounds like... I don't even have words. Like, he's just straight up trash at this point.
Yeah.
Like,
I
so
can't
offensive
stand him.
It's like a huge, huge amount of disrespect.
And, like, this is the mother of your children, too. Like,
yeah, children that you were dying to have, first of all, and pressuring her to have. And then you go and you, like, first of all, his girlfriend bothers me. I think she's trash. She has no class.
She's disgusting. The video of her licking her lips.
Oh, my God. I would have punched her in the face. Lisa has some restraint. I would have literally pulled her hair and punched her in the face.
Yeah.
Like, that would not be...
and not
couldn't
cute.
Be me. No. And then, like, afterwards when she was, like, doing the comments of, like, oh, you got so skinny, and she's like, having a husband and a boyfriend is stressful.
Ugh.
First of all, your husband's adorable. I feel bad. God knows what you put him through.
No. That just shows your class right there, saying something like that. Disgusting.
You lose them how you get them. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen in this couple.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. That's not going to last. I'm just saying that.
Of course not. Of course not. And I'm sure Lisa will find someone amazing and will, you know, live her best life.
Yeah. Okay, we need to talk about the music video. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you can tell how much, like, how good of a friend and, like, how respected Lisa is as a person by how everyone rallied around her. And, you know, I feel like on other franchises, you see a lot of the women be like, oh, I heard rumors, like, blah, blah, blah. Or like, oh, my God, that's what she gets. Like, people really are not doing that on this show. Like, I respect that. There's a lot of, like, sisterhood coming together.
Except I saw a little bit of it with Marisol being like, oh.
Okay, but she didn't say anything that was offensive to Lisa. She was more like, Lisa agreed to have these parties. I don't know what she expected.
Well, she was kind of like, I feel like rumors. Lisa may have known that what was coming and was kind of like in denial about it, which I don't agree with. I think the opposite. I think the way, like, it was so telling the way that Lenny was like, hey, can you go get my groceries? It just shows that he's like still pulling her in. Like he's like going to page six saying we're not breaking up. Like he was
playing with her feelings.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't doubt that that's what he was doing the entire relationship. And like, she was probably like brainwashed into thinking that this is normal.
Okay, well, remember, from the very first seasons, like on season one, he was like, we almost divorced. I want to leave her. I'm over this. He's been on the verge of divorcing her for 10 years. Like, I feel like every 2 years, he's about to leave her. And he keeps threatening her with it so much that at this point, she probably is like, whatever. Like, it's not happening.
I mean, I see her now out with a new guy.
Yeah.
A tech entrepreneur. He's cute. Mm-hmm. I'm loving that for her.
Yeah, she went to Tulum. She looks amazing, as always.
She's living her best life.
And I need to put her body in my vision board because...
Oh, my God.
That's goals.
Yeah. For real. So we need to talk about the music video.
I felt bad.
The stressed out director was killing me. I felt so bad for him.
They were so unprofessional. He was not making the best of it, and it was really funny.
The way that Larsa and Marisol were just getting in the background, like pouring drinks and stuff while they're doing their choreography.
They were just doing whatever they wanted. And I feel bad because Kiki was the only one that showed up and took it seriously.
Yeah. Although I did get really like annoyed by her at the end when she was like, I'm going to sue you if my face is in it. I'm like, this is so overdramatic. Like
she was just going over the top.
And I have a feeling production did not love her like throwing out a lawsuit. And
yeah,
I have a feeling they had like a talking with her and they were like, you can't come to this party.
Oh, the one that Julia uninvited her to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised that, I mean, I'm not surprised that Julia took it this way because, I mean, Julia's Adriana's best friend. So she like was like probably really bothered by Kiki's outburst. So she was like, I don't want that shit at my party. You were rude to my best friend. I don't need you to be rude to my wife, like, and me. So
that's true. But I also think that production would not probably love her bringing up a lawsuit. Yeah. Like, I know they're probably Bravo like, does you can... not play around with that.
No. They're probably like, you can be on ice. You can chill.
Yeah. What else? I love that Lisa came to support even though like she had everything going on, even though it was only for like 5 minutes, whatever. Like I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah. And then she came to the party too. I think she was really showing up and she wasn't using this as an excuse to not film, not to show up. And like, you know, a lot of people do that.
I can't imagine what she's going through and like having to like put on a happy face and like see people and like get ready and go out and stuff. I would just be like holed up in my room, like good on her.
I mean, a part of me would do it even more to piss Lenny off and be like,
yeah,
F
that's
you,
true.
Stupid hoe. F you,
look
Lenny,
how hot I look in this outfit.
I'm not gonna roll over and die. Like it's not happening.
Yeah that's
like,
true.
She's strong. So I honestly
kind of wish the director, like, filmed some of the chaos that was going on and had that in the music video. I feel like that would have been so funny. like, Gwerty and Alexia going from yelling to crying. I was like, what is happening
here? Oh, my
here?
God. What is going on? This was, like, a weird therapy session.
Like, Alexia is really bothering me. I feel like she keeps playing the victim with this whole wedding drama.
When she really kept going, like, she was being unreliable as a client. She wasn't even answering her emails.
She's a bridezilla. Like, Gordy did nothing wrong. She already had a client that was that booked in advance. Like, she can't just draw people for you.
She has a reputation and a business.
Also, Gwerty, like, helped her out after, like, when her mom died and she had to cancel the wedding. Gwerty helped her get, like, the money back from the vendors and everything. Like, Gwerty was there for you.
I agree. I think it's rude that she keeps coming at her. And she sounds a little kind of resentful that Gertie's getting all this recognition, even though she was already a well-respected wedding planner. Like, she's already been in, like, magazines and everything, right? Mm-hmm. So now that she's like, oh, now that you're in Vogue, you feel like you're above my party. No, your party was, like, not happening.
Yeah.
didn't change. She always said she was a fabulous professional, wedding planner.
Yeah, completely agree. Honestly, she's giving me a little bit of Lisa Rinna vibes, like, with the whole... Yeah. Mom dying and then taking out all of your mourning and making it toxic energy. I'm not here for it. That's
she also
not
thinks
how
she's a star.
You should mourn. Oh my god, that was so cringe.
I was like
she
oh my
really
god.
Thought she was doing something with that quote. I was like,
okay, as if she called Russian women prostitutes. As
that
if
that was okay. Yeah, I'm like, okay, she's one to talk. Being
there is a lot
of
skeletons
drug dealer
in that closet, first of all.
Like, look in the mirror.
I felt so bad for Julia. I like got angry on her behalf.
Yeah.
I was like, how dare you do us dirty like that?
That's so rude. Yeah, I'm not feeling Alexia. And
no, so far she's been a little...
I'm also not feeling really... I mean, she does have her, like, funny quips, but she's giving me no storyline. Is
Adriana?
Marisol.
Oh, Marisol. But she never really has a storyline.
I
like,
know, but
I don't
that's
even
why
know her
I'm, like,
purpose.
Not really into her. Like, I feel like her whole shtick is her being, like, blackout all the time, and I'm like, okay, it's not that funny anymore.
So,
like,
so it's actually funny, because I would miss her in, like, the... interview confessionals, because I think hers are amazing and they're the best.
Yeah, that's true.
But and I love her looks, I love her little hands, like I love all of that, but I feel like she's not giving as much on the actual show.
Yeah, like we don't really hear what's going on in her life.
No,
you know,
there's
she
nothing.
She was recently remarried, and like that's not on the show. I don't know why. Maybe she wants to keep it private, or he wants
she's
to keep
getting...
it private, but like I don't know. Just give
she's
us something.
Like she's a full-time housewife, but she's acting more like the friend of, like, Kiki.
Yeah.
Also, like, you know, we don't know much about her, but, like, she just comes and goes. So it's kind of, like, the same energy, but not.
And, like, Adriana is actually a friend of, too. Mm-hmm. And she's bringing it, I think,
what?
More.
No, she's not. Is she,
yeah,
is she not
is.
In, like, doesn't she hold the flamingo?
No, but she's a friend of. Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. How can you tell which one's which?
I read it in an article.
Because, like, they show her plenty. They don't show her home and stuff. So maybe the friend of is the ones who don't get shown, like, on their personal lives? I don't know.
I guess so. But I think she's, like, bringing it more than Marisol is. Like,
she
I'm
is.
Just tired of the whole, like, alcoholic act. Like, it's not really funny to me anymore.
It's like it was quirky at first, and now she just like okay, like you're just getting blackout in the background of a real part of a real conflict.
I'm like, this is it's your entire
like
personality at this point.
No, her entire personality at this point is to be backup for Alexia.
Yeah,
and,
she's her little like drunk sidekick.
yeah, they're like you know us against everyone else. They're like super close besties. Like it's just like you know you can tell they're really really best friends. So they like kind of want to do the show together. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. Okay, so we need to talk about Julia's makeout situation. It's a little sus.
A little weird.
Her whole relationship with Martina is honestly kind of weird to me.
Yes, I think this whole like season she was like she's been a little mean to her and a little dismissive. And just, like, taking, like, her for granted, which now, knowing Martina's, like, you know, illness and all that is actually really sad.
Exactly. Yeah, so, knowing that, it was, like, really hard to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, Martina, like, took it like a boss when they told her about it. But I think, like, if they have, like, an open relationship, I wish they would just, like, say that instead of this whole, like, lying. Like, there's no way there's paparazzi at the Four Seasons.
I like to kiss people for attention.
Like, what is this lie that you're coming up with?
There's no paparazzi. Nobody cares, first of all.
Yeah, and she... she pretended like she wasn't there, and then Larsa was like, oh, there's video, and she was like, oh wait, I actually was there.
Yeah, she
like,
was
she
caught,
got caught in her lie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then like it was funny that someone asked her, oh, like, are you into men or women more, and she's like, I'm into anything.
Oh god.
And you know, she was, I guess, honest with Martina about it, because at the party she was like, oh, the girls want to say something to you, talk to them.
Yeah, because
if that was me and I did something like that that I wasn't supposed to do, I'd be like, don't talk to my wife. Like,
yeah.
Stay away from her.
I mean, they must have an open relationship, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Or, like, some agreement that, like, when Martina's away or something, she can, like, hook up with guys. I don't know.
Or maybe she just, like, maybe she made it okay to just, like, make out, like, with people drunk. Like, I don't know. A lot of people think making out is not cheating. I don't know. However,
not me.
I feel bad when Martina was like, I haven't kissed a man in many, many years. And I'm like,
yeah.
You seem loyal.
Yeah. In the episode after, I was like, their relationship is really cute. But then this episode, I was like, it's weird.
I know. It felt icky.
Speaking of cute relationships, I actually love Gordy and her husband.
Oh my god, Russell and Gordy are so cute.
The way he was putting her self-tanner on and just like at her beck and call, being like, you want a sparkling water with lemon? And like,
it was so cute, so supportive.
So cute. So cute.
It's giving Scott when we film. I think they were really, really cute. Her closet's beautiful. I think it is hard to be like a girly mom to boys.
Yeah.
That would be my nightmare.
I was like agreeing with everything she was saying. I mean, I do think she could. What I think she should do is she should plan a party that is like Star Wars themed or something that the boys would like. So she's like still involved with it and she can like use her party planning, but also be involved in their lives. Okay, so let's move on to the last episode, episode 9 of Real Housewives of Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm so annoyed with Larsa in this episode. Her bringing up that rumor that Nicole slept with everybody in the hospital is so disgusting. I feel like Larsa's jealous of Nicole and is making up shit because Nicole has her own job and she's like successful, and Larsa's jealous that like if anything should happen, Nicole would always be
fine.
Yeah.
I think Nicole is like so respectable, obviously, and just like chill, and she doesn't really come for people. And then you have, and then she's like, everyone just keeps insinuating they hear stuff about her. But, like, from who? What's happening? Yeah. Like, why are you making it seem like Nicole has this terrible reputation?
It's so disgusting. And, like, the fact that it could actually, like, jeopardize her career. Yeah. Like, Larsa doesn't understand because she's never had a real career in her life other than being an OnlyFans model. So she cannot relate. But this is, like, pretty damning stuff. And, like, Larsa, for her to bring it up on camera too.
I think she did it on purpose, and I think Larsa is a very vengeful kind of person, where it's like if she feels like you say something about her, she will say 10 more things about you. She'll be 100%. Like, you bite me, I will eat you. Like, she will literally
she attacks
tit for tat, and just like way more and way worse and way more unnecessary. And she just like can't handle any criticism or any commentary, like nothing.
But like the audacity she has, like, because she has some skeletons in her closet right now. She's hooking up with Michael Jordan's son, which is so weird. Like, she definitely knew him when he was young.
Yeah.
That is creepy.
It's creepy that she's going through all these like 20-year-olds now who are like almost her son's age, and it's like strange.
And then she also
acting like she's like a teenager.
She was also with a married man before too. Like, I feel like you can't throw, what's that saying? Like, you can't throw glass at houses or something.
can't throw stones at a glass house.
Yes. That saying,
something like that, yes,
applies
exactly.
To
she is that. 100%. And before you say it, we're keeping it.
I'm gonna kill you. To be fair, it's like almost 2 a.m. here, so
I know,
my brain is
we're
not
so
really
tired.
Working.
We've been going for a while. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying it's cute. Yes. So Lenny's a douchebag. What else is new? I can't believe he expected Lisa to Instacart his stuff.
Like, the audacity. I just can't understand, like, how he doesn't see that that's not normal. Like, he goes from calling her, like, a bitch and, like, saying that he, like, hates her. Shut the
he's
fuck
like,
up.
Fuck you.
And then, yeah. And then he's like, hey.
Can you get me some bananas?
Peanut butter? Like, what? I would, like, block his number.
It's really weird. I do think that Martina and Julia were very cute. And I think it's like, it says a lot that after that one, like, you know, nice gesture Julia did for Martina, Martina was willing to, like, give her what she wanted most, like a child.
Yeah.
That says a lot. She wasn't, like, you know, withholding Julia's, like, happiness from her.
I feel like Julia will be finally, like, fulfilled now that she will be hopefully having another child in her life. And
well, I don't know if they are. Yeah, I mean, do you think they would still go through with that now?
With what's going on? I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw in the mid-season, like, trailer. It looked like there's some difficulties
trouble.
With that. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's hard to adopt a child, so.
Yeah, especially with all of that going on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like last episode was kind of a filler before the craziness of, like, this week's episode.
Next episode, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
so,
so
excited to watch. Like, I can't even.
And the mid-season trailer looked amazing. Miami is just always
giving. Oh, my God. Somebody pushed someone. Shit was getting violent. It was getting super exciting.
Yeah. I'm here
I'm so
for
excited.
It, loving every minute of it. Don't
Do you
want
know
it
how
to
many
end.
Episodes are in this season?
I hope not as little
15?
As Salt Lake City, because, like, they only had 13, and I was like,
Well, that
this
was
is
like
short.
13. Yeah, but also not.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm glad, but for Miami, I want it to be like
no,
a 20
yeah.
episode season.
Because last time, I think, for on Peacock, it was only like 15 or something. It was shorter
than
regular.
I bet you it'll be more because everybody, like, had rave reviews about it.
Yeah,
let's hope. This was so much fun. Love gossiping with you guys.
Sorry we spoke for so long, but we had a lot to catch up on. Now we're back, so.
And there was just, like, so much pop culture gossip this week. Like, we didn't even know where to begin.
Okay, well, this is it for us this week. See you next time.
Bye, besties.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.